This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 82 for Wednesday, September 29th. I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE canola futures are higher on Wednesday with support from a number of influences. However, there are some declines in the much more deferred positions. With the final settlement still pending, the November canola contract gains $9.70 at $8.95.40 per ton. The January contract jumps $10.30 at $8.85.30 per ton. As canola pushes towards the upper end of its range, it's getting support from European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil, of which both are reaching new contract highs. As well, there's spillover from gains in the Chicago soy complex. Also, there continues to be a lack of selling and the ongoing tight supply situation. There are growing concerns that the lack of subsoil moisture on the prairies could lead to another year of dry conditions across the region in 2022. In the face of a much stronger United States dollar, the Canadian dollar is lower, with the loonie at 78.4 U.S. cents compared to Tuesday's close of 78.86. Manitoba reports that its harvest of major crops is 90% complete, with canola at 94% finished. The U.S. Department of Agriculture will issue its small grain summary and its grain stocks report tomorrow at 11 a.m. CDT. Ahead of the stocks report, the average trade guess for soybean stocks is 174 million bushels. This time last year, soybean stocks were 525 million bushels. Corn stocks are expected to be around 1.16 billion bushels, well down from last September's 1.92 billion. Wheat stocks are projected to be 1.85 billion bushels compared to the 2.16 billion last year. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are higher on Wednesday. The November contract is up 7 cents at $12.84 per bushel. December soy oil picks up almost 4 tenths of a cent at 57.83 U.S. cents per pound. December soy meal rises $1.70 at $3.39.50 per short ton. Corn futures are higher on Wednesday. The December contract is up 6.5 cents at $5.39 per bushel. Chicago oats are slightly higher, with the December contract increasing a penny at $5.84. Wheat futures are mixed on Wednesday. Chicago December gains 4 cents at 7.10. Kansas City December rises 7 cents at 7.12. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis December steps back 3 cents at 9.04. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Wednesday, September 29th. At Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.